On Tuesday morning, the 24th of January, the Radio Maria journalist and UN staff member was assigned to cover the public medical camp being conducted by the Moroccan Medical Corps at the John Garang Mausoleum here in Juba. A number of SPLA soldiers arrested the staff member and forced him to lie down in the back of a pickup truck. He reports that a soldier sat on his back while they drove him to the Al Giada military barracks in the city. The SPLA soldiers detained and interrogated him there for about 5 hours. He was then released without charge.
What actions UNMISS have taken following this incident?
UNMISS has been in touch with the South Sudanese authorities, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, to be precise, to raise the issue. The mission has protested what it's called the ill-treatment, harassment, arrest and detention of the staff member. It's important to remember that that under the agreement signed between UNMISS and the government of South Sudan, known as the Status of Forces Agreement, the safety, security and freedom of movement of UNMISS personnel has to be ensured, especially when they're carrying out their official duties, as was the case here. The arrest of the staff member without immediately delivering him to the nearest appropriate representative of the mission, together with relevant evidence, of course, is a violation of this agreement. Now, UNMISS has urged the authorities to investigate this violation and hold the persons involved in the incident accountable under national law.
And for this staff member, is it the first time to experience problems while carrying out his official duties?
This staff member, he's not the only staff member to have experienced problems. It's important to recall that on the 22nd of August last year, that marked 2 years since the incarceration of another of UNMISS's radio journalists, George Livio. There are two other staff members who are also in detention. Now, UNMISS has tried to visit them on a regular basis to check their well-being, but is frequently denied access. In these cases, we continue to advocate at the highest levels of government to ensure that, at the very minimum, detainees have access to medical care and visits by family and lawyers.
What are the principles here at stake?
Well, this is all about press freedom and freedom of information, which UNMISS considers as crucial foundations of democracy, of development and dialogue, and also as preconditions for protecting and promoting all other human rights. Now, this is recognised in Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And naturally, media workers, journalists, bloggers, they all have responsibilities to report with truth, honesty and impartiality.